You will wind up wearing catted shoes if you mess with Mr. Booz.
Don't mess with Mr. Booz.
Don't mess with Mr. Booz.
Don't mess with B-double-O-Z-E if you've been so stiff they thought.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. One of the great dads we've ever known. Peter Griffin leading us in, testifying here.
Was that you talking? That you want to testify?
Yes, testify.
Oh, I'll testify.
I'll testify. Mr. Booz.
Oh, great.
Mr. Booz from Family Guy.
Great stuff there. Peter Griffin, one of the great dads out there. Of course, this hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. If you want to explore how to reduce your taxes for all your eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, go ahead and give Conrad Kogachel a call. 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or by your computer, go to azbotr.com.
And I hope that our next guest actor, Kevin Downs, is not too offended that he's on today's show, because it's a highly inappropriate Family Guy show. We've got on so many weird guests.
Did you already mention the music?
Yes, and the music. And of course, yes, I mentioned Mr. Booz from Family Guy.
All right, I was on the phone.
Thank you. Thank you. And but this is a film opening next week called Faith of Our Fathers. Of course, we know that Independence Day is coming up, and we want to make sure we get everyone in the spirit and get ready to see Faith of Our Fathers in theaters. I believe it's Wednesday, isn't that right, Kevin?
That's right. It's Wednesday, July 1st, Faith of Our Fathers. You can find a theater listing near you at the movie's website, faithofourfathersmovie.com.
Excellent, excellent. And you're not only an actor in the film, one of the main actors, you're also a producer, isn't that right?
Yeah, produced this one, and also one of the co-writers of it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film. You and David R.R. White, David A.R. White, play strangers who, guided by letters handwritten from their fathers from the Vietnam War battlefield, embark on a journey to the Vietnam Veteran Memorial in Washington, D.C. Along the way, they discover that the devastation of war cannot break the love of a father and his son. You know, what's really interesting about this movie is that you've got several different elements. There's the patriotic element, there's the faith-based element, and there's just the, you know, father and son element, and just, you know, buddy type element. I mean, is that something that you, since you were one of the co-writers, something that you tried to work in all these different elements and working hand in hand?
Yeah, the story was definitely very interesting for David and I. It was the original screenplay by the director, Terry Scott, and this road trip movie that we just thought it was interesting that you have these parallel storylines of these two sons who never knew their dad, but really want another dad, desired another dad. They learn them through letters, even though 30 years apart. What they learn is they'll treasure forever, and that their dad loved them so much that they were willing to die for them so that they could have the freedom that they have today in their life. And it's a wonderful sort of buddy movie, like you said, kind of a comedy buddy movie, but at the same time it's a drama that deals with very important themes like honoring our veterans and also the importance of fatherhood.
Definitely. And you know what's interesting is that you play a son in this film. Your last film you were a father, Mom's Night Out, which actually made my best list at the end of this past year.
That's cool. Thanks. Yeah, it was a fun movie to make. It was yeah, when you're dealing with faith-based, Christian-based movies, it's always tough to do a comedy, and we wanted to try one, the Irwin Brothers and myself, and thought we made something really fun. I mean, I laugh at it quite a bit, and we really enjoyed people that have laughed at that movie and been able to laugh at themselves, the funny things that kids will do, toddlers will do, and the world of parents.
Yeah, and you know, and going from laughing at yourself to, you know, kind of reflecting on your own relationship with your father, or in reflecting on, I mean, especially if you have a father or a grandfather or just a relative who you know, might have been at war at one point. Did you have any relatives in the in any battlefield situations?
Yeah, I have two uncles that served in Vietnam. Both of them came home, and I have a grandfather that served his whole life in the United States Navy. And served in World War II, and just really proud of them. And again, just one of the things I wanted to do was just really make a movie about our veterans and their families and the sacrifices they go through, and honor them. Because I believe, you know, making awareness about our veterans, especially our Vietnam veterans who were somewhat forgotten when they came home, maybe will help start the discussion that we should do more for them, and it's not too late to do more for them.
Definitely, and I think that the Vietnam Veteran Memorial in Washington D.C. I have gotten to see that, it's what an amazing thing to see. No,
it really is. You know, when you consider it's over 58,000 names etched on that wall, and each name has its own unique story.
Mm-hmm.
And when we shot part of the film there at the wall, and it was the first time that I'd ever visited it, and I just sort of broke down. It's really such an emotional moment the first time you visit, and you just really are so thankful when you see the enormity of all of those names representing all of those people. Just an incredible, incredible monument.
Yes, I completely agree. And you know, so now this movie, I know that you've had several screenings throughout the country for audiences. How have people been reacting at the screenings?
You know what, I've been really thrilled. You know, we've really tried to invite veterans, not just Vietnam veterans, but veterans of all different types of wars and their families. And they've just been really honored. And they've been, blessed by the evening because they believe that somebody's, you know, finally made a movie that's clean, but it focuses on the family and the heart. And so I've been really thrilled with that. And so it's great to see it come out in theaters this week. We're actually doing some regional screens and premieres where we're having red carpet events where the veterans get to walk the red carpet. Maybe stars and the heroes that they are today, they're the ones walking the red carpet. So we're doing that all week in some cities across the country.
That's fantastic. And, of course, the cast is great. Not only are you in the film, but David A.R. White, his previous film, completely different character than what he plays here. I mean, kind of like completely different, no?
Well, yeah, David A.R. White from God's Not Dead. Yeah, he plays a pastor in God's Not Dead. And he's just the complete opposite in this film. He does such a great job because he shows his versatility as an actor. And I've known David for 20 years, and I are very good friends. But we have a great cast. Ty Robertson from Duck Dynasty is mm-hmm. in it. He has a wonderful role in it. And Candace Cameron Bure from Full House. And Rebecca St. James, who's a Grammy Award-winning musician, she's in it. Stephen Baldwin, who's wonderful.
Yes.
He actually is in both storylines, and he's great in it. And so just a great cast all the way around. It was fun to kind of work with these people that I know, and I know their hearts, and they really were behind the story of being able to bring awareness to our veterans and honor them.
Definitely. And will you be doing anything special around for 4th of July this year, for Independence Day?
Yeah, I'm jumping around the cities. I'm in Alabama right now, and I fly to Florida, and Dallas, New York, and L.A., Central California, and I'm kind of all over the place. So what I want to do is just get out and just enjoy the crowds that are going to go and see the film. And really, I'm applauding the veterans and applauding them at these red carpet events. So I'm going to have fun the next week.
That's great. You know, that is truly what this movie is all about. And those are the stars of this film. But you again do a wonderful job. So does David. What else do you have coming up, Kevin? Is any other projects on the horizon?
Yeah, working on a film called Woodlawn that comes out October 16th in theaters everywhere. And it's a football movie set in Birmingham, Alabama in the South, the true story. And it is incredible. And you'll want to Google Woodlawn. Some of you may have seen the trailer in theaters. It is running in theaters. And it's an incredible film. It's a big film.
It's already on IMDb.
It's already on IMDb, yeah. The trailer's out there. You can Google it and check it out. And October 16th, you'll hear more about it.
Excellent, excellent. We'll definitely we'll have that on the show. We'd love to have you on the show again soon to talk about Woodlawn. But in the meantime, we want to make sure that everyone goes out to see on July 1st, but I imagine that a lot of people will be looking for something to see on July 4th itself. So anytime, over that next half a week. It's very hot here in Arizona. People mm-hmm. are looking for a good movie, a very good patriotic movie that they could bring their families to. And I think that this is a great film for families to see. Don't you agree, Kevin?
Look, July 1st, that doesn't mean it's only playing July 1st. Good point. Opens July 1st, but any time during that 4th of July weekend, if you want to catch a break from the heat and grab your family and go and see a really fun film, check out Faith of Our Fathers in theaters.
Faith of Our Fathers. Excellent. Kevin Downs, actor and producer for the film, and also Woodlawn. We'll have you on again. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. And we hope that you just enjoy the rest of your week.
Hey, happy Independence Day, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kevin. Thanks.
Of course, yeah, Kevin Downs, and so sounds interesting, and
yep. We'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah, for 4th of July, and as Joseph had mentioned, with it being 110 out here, it seems daily. Movies are a great thing.
Well, I just looked out the window; yeah. It's very dark and cloudy.
But I'm supposed to go to a pool party.
So now
I think.
Some humidity coming.
Well, it'll still be hot, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But if there's lightning,
looks like a monsoon
swim.
Coming. But I think you should swim in the lightning.
I swim in the lightning. You don't want to show next week, huh?
This would be awful, Eric. Yes. Don't give him ideas. You know who should swim in the lightning, perhaps, even though she's doing good things, is our attorney friend.
Doris.
Doris Markovic.
I just want to be completely transparent. Doris has sent us an email as well as a text that she is very concerned
with. Read it to us.
I don't want to read it because I feel that because now she's... She's not very happy. I don't want to make her more unhappy.
Doris, can't you take a joke?
I know. It's okay. I'm sorry. Again, I apologize. My internet was down. I wasn't able to prepare. I wasn't able to send you guys the proper information ahead of time and stuff. I feel like this is on me.
Yeah, if you would have sent me what she was wearing, then I wouldn't have had to ask that question.
Why would you ask her that?
Well, his light would have been off there in the producer's room, so I couldn't see what he was doing.
We probably shouldn't, for legal purposes, we shouldn't talk about this.
Disclaimer?
I don't know. She kept forgetting names and stuff. She probably wouldn't do much.
That was really driving Greg crazy. I think she deserved a little abuse because she couldn't remember the name of the show.
That did bother me as well because we had her on. We didn't want to make her seem silly or embarrassed at any or ruin her business in any way.
Yeah.
But this is is Breakthrough Entertainment. We've got I sent her information on it and she's got the press kit.
She should have the thing with Doris.
She should have listened to the archives.
Not only that, but she should have understood what Eric and myself started doing and you, Joseph, as well. Is really just we're trying to help her out because she's 27. She sounds like she's 67. We're trying to let her know
weird.
That
I know,
she's
I agree.
Doable, and she should take that. She's probably a lonely attorney. She probably lives with her cats.
We should give her a plug just to make up for it. Doris at Markovic and Markovic.com.
No, I think it was doris.markovic@gmail.com. She had a Gmail account.
Right.
So doris.markovic@gmail.com. If you have any legal questions, she did say that she practiced family law.
Yes.
Okay. So that's good. And I think that I did see on her webpage, she also does medical marijuana cases if you have been denied.
Really?
Yes. If you've been denied medical marijuana license.
There you go, Greg.
Mean to her. No wonder she was, unbelievable.
Well,
I feel bad now.
Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
It is, absolutely.
Everybody gather round and listen.
Oh, yeah. Transition there. Segue. Bag of Weed from Family Guy. One of my favorite songs. I'm sure it's Eric's, one of your favorites.
Maybe back when I was 25.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bag of weed. Bag of weed, a bag of weed.
Right.
Everything is better with a bag of weed.
And everything is better when it's called Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1488.
Breaking Entertainment.
Breaking Entertainment. Breaking. We would have changed
Breaking Through Entertainment.
When Texas people want to feel good, when stupid people need a thrill, they rent The Rocketeer.
Yes.
That's very, wow.
Hey, good movie. We'll be right back.
Everything is better with a bag of weed. No, you don't need nothing, you don't need speed, because everything is better.